Good morning, and welcome to you and the radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you listen for the duration of the program as we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that's said on this program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information given by the announcer. Also, you can contact me by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org, East Albertville being one word. That address again, preacher@eastalbertville.org. Also, we want you to know that we are in the middle of a series of gospel meetings here at the East Albertville Church of Christ. Services are each evening through Friday at 7 o'clock. So services this evening will be at 7, and Brother Tim Sutton has been doing the preaching for us. We would like for you to come and to visit the services. You won't be intimidated. You won't be embarrassed. You won't be asked to give money. Just simply come, bring your Bible, observe the things that are being said and done, and compare those things with what the Scriptures teach. We profess to teach and to practice only those things that are found upon the pages of God's Word. So you would be an honored guest if you were to come and to visit with us. So please, consider coming tonight at 7 o'clock at the East Albertville Church of Christ for this series of gospel lessons. I want us in our study today to look at fathers. The United States has rapidly become a fatherless society. In 1960, there were 5.8 million children living in single-family homes. In 2017, that number has gone from 5.8 to 19.7 million. And 16.6 million of that 19 are children who live in homes with only the mother. Where are the fathers? 40% of children do not live in the same home with their biological father. A third of all births are outside of marriage. That means that in 2 out of 3 of these births, the father is never legally identified. 66% of children in single mother homes live in poverty, compared to 13% in a two-parent home. 65% of crimes against women are by boyfriends and ex-husbands, compared to 9% by husbands. And 69% of child abuse cases are in single-parent homes. See, we see that there have been messages all down through the years that has gotten us to where we are today in a fatherless society. You know, I grew up watching fathers on television. They were good role models. My three sons with Steve Douglas, Andy Griffith with Andy Taylor, Leave It to Beaver with Ward Cleaver, and The Dick Van Dyke Show with Robert Petrie. These men were strong moral characters. Steve and Andy were widowers, but they weren't involved in affairs. And Ward and Rob were married, but they weren't cheating around on their wives. They were unquestionably heads of their homes. They weren't drinking, they weren't gambling, they weren't neglecting their families. They loved their families. But these programs, however, were plagued with situation ethics. Andy's frequent lied in order to solve problems. Well, that's not good. But what we have today, well, today on television, what does that portray about fatherhood? Well, in many of these sitcoms, as we call them today, man is just really all he's necessary is for sperm. After conception, the man's no longer needed, nor is she wanted by the woman. And in some cases, instead of father knows best, father knows worst in more cases than not. Some fathers are portrayed as a moron when it comes to certain aspects of the home, like, for example, home repairs. The father must constantly be corrected by his wife, whereas the brains for running the family clearly are with the mother. And then there were those shows like Archie Bunker and All in the Family. He was ignorant, he was prejudiced, and he was a tyrant over his family. In fact, today, most TV moms and dads are divorced, living with their second, third, or fourth mate. And you add all to this the increasing occurrences of moms who are not married. So in all of these shows, the picture of the father has been weak, he's been a moron, he's a family clown, and women are elevated to the role of strength and leadership in the home. And that's where homes are today. The father's gone, all that's left is the mother. So all this is to say that neither Andy nor Tim, the two-man tailor, are good examples of how to be fathers. To know how to be a godly father, we're going to have to read and study God's Word. To restore soundness and to restore stability in our homes, we need fathers that God describes. In Ephesians 6 and verse 4, it says, "Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." The Bible pictures fathers as those who nourish his children and brings them up. He nourishes, he rears these children. He doesn't wait for something to go wrong before he acts. Nurture means to discipline. Admonition means instruction. And so the father is to command. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 1, "My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments." The father instructs. In Proverbs 4 and verse 1, "Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding, for I give you good doctrine." Back over in chapter 1 of Proverbs and verse 8, "My son, hear the instruction of your father. Do not forsake the law of your mother." So the father guides, he encourages, he warns. Look at Proverbs 1 and verse 10. "My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent." In verse 15, "My son, do not walk in the way with them." Over in chapter 19 of the book of Proverbs, notice what we read here in verse 27. "Cease listening to instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge." The father is the one who teaches his children to think beyond today. Back over in the third chapter of Proverbs, notice what we read beginning with verse 21. "My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so that they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down and sleep. Your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught." See, in all that the father does, he wants that child of his to be all that he can be for the Lord, because that is the prayer of a father. And I will also appreciate the words of David to Solomon over in the book of 1 Chronicles. Notice if we turn back there to chapter 28. In 1 Chronicles 28, notice what David said in verse 9 to Solomon. He said, "As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever." See, he doesn't just want him to know about God. He wanted Solomon to be close to God. You know, right now you may think you want your children to grow up to be a super athlete or a great lawyer or drive a big car or live in a big house or wear expensive clothes. But what if by gaining all of this, they leave the Lord, or really they never obey the gospel. It'll be a devastating thing to see your children and your grandchildren go the ways of the world or become involved in the things of the world. You see, a father protects his children, not from lions and tigers, but from dangers that are just as real. He talks to his son about the virtuous woman. We won't take time to read that, but it's found in Proverbs 5 in those first 8 verses. He instructs his children concerning what God says about sex, drinking, drugs, the rightful place of money in our lives, property rights of others, how to be a faithful wife, faithful husband. Talks about how that people that won't work are like those that are described over in the book of Proverbs again in chapter 20 and verse 13 when it says, "Do not love sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes and you will be satisfied with bread." He'll teach his children about how to accept responsibility. He'll teach them about what the meaning is of kindness and how we need to show it in our lives. He'll teach them the meaning of trust and how that we need to show that in our lives, and honesty as well. He lets your children know how that they appear to others and how their lives affect other people. In Proverbs 20 and verse 11, "Even a child is known by his deeds, whether what he does is pure and right." He tells his kids that they don't know everything, and if they don't listen to the voice of wisdom, they're going to fall flat on their faces, like what's stated in Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 19. "Hear, my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in the way." While he must be sensitive to their needs, a father knows that folly is bound up in the heart of a child, as stated in Proverbs 22:15. So he rebukes, he restrains, he punishes, and he doesn't let them get by with everything and anything. And while he says, "You know, this hurts me more than it does you," how many of us as parents have never said that one? Or, "I'm doing this because I love you," he also knows that Proverbs 13 and verse 24 says, "He that spares the rod hates his son, but he that loves him is careful to discipline him." See, God's picture of a father is of a man that, whatever the cost, is not going to let his children grow up without discipline and direction in their lives. A father delights in his children if they're good, but a child that does evil, will break their hearts. But like the prodigal son's father, he's ready to forgive when the children's hearts are repentant over their sins. Friends, we see your time is gone. Come and visit with us at the gospel meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. Tune in again tomorrow, and it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcer.